Radio at Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO.
WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, a People Speak.
Good.
There we go. Good morning. It's Monday morning, so we'll go with that. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day, had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come here and every couple of weeks and say a few words, and I'm always looking forward to that. And of course, this starts out the 1st of August. And with the first part of August, we have the Grand American is coming back into town. I believe they're prepping this week, and they have the youth shoots that are going on. And then the whole facility or the whole affair kicks off probably around Saturday or Sunday of next week. And then that's when next week they'll have the regular Grand. So over the next couple of weeks, I'd like to welcome all the shooters into town. It's nice to see them. And I'm sure there'll be many other people welcoming them as well. It's good to have them back. It's always a very wonderful part of Randolph County. We have such a nice facility, and it's really good to have them and to be a part of things. And we're very fortunate, very blessed to have that. And I look forward to seeing them every year. And I know Monday, it'll be a week from today when they have the kickoff, when they invite the dignitaries and the politicians out there. And so I'll get a chance to go out there and visit with them. And oh yeah, and I guess I shouldn't forget, don't forget the Farm Bureau ice cream. I always like to go out there and enjoy the Farm Bureau ice cream. And I know the Butcher Block set up a beautiful stand out there that they have, you know, where they sell hamburgers and brats and several other different things. I usually stick to the hamburgers,
right.
But they always have a good setup, and it's always right by the ice cream and many other local vendors that participate in it. And it's good to see them. It's really nice to have them. So I look forward to having one of those Butcher Block hamburgers later on this week.
And I noticed in town here, as I've been looking around, license plates from Arkansas and Alabama and Pennsylvania.
I was out this morning at Route 4, and there were several of them in there. Most of them were a little closer. I think I saw Arkansas and, excuse me, and Kankakee. But, you know, those are closer areas. But also the vendors are getting set up and prepared for it. So looks like we're going to have a wonderful week for them.
Definitely.
It's going to be a little warm, but it's always warm the 1st of August.
True. I'll tell you what, we got a break. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Again, Jeff with you here, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And a few things going on in the news. The Regional Office of Education is one that's in the news here.
Yes, they are in the news, and coming up, the Regional Office of Education has primarily worked out of the Randolph County Courthouse on the first floor. By the way, if you walk into the courthouse, normally the main floor is actually the second. But the first floor is one below it, which is we would walk in at the street level. They've worked in the Randolph County Courthouse for a number of years, 20, 30 years, and they've worked in the Monroe County Courthouse as well for many years, and it has become necessary. It's just to give them a better base of operation. They had looked at the possibility of moving somewhere centrally located, such as Redbud, and there's a building that became available in Redbud for them. It was the old Coast to Coast store, if I've got that correctly, and it's just basically about a block and a half north of the four-way stop and to the east side of the highway there. And that building was antiques for a while, but it has went for sale. And in discussing with Kelton Davis, the regional superintendent of schools, and the rest of the board, Randolph County chose to buy that building for them. And Monroe County has committed to do the necessary renovations. Each one of them, basically $350,000 for the building and $350,000 for the renovations. So in essence, although Randolph County owns the building, if we would ever dispose of the building at some point in time out in the future, Monroe County would be entitled to half of the proceeds as well as Randolph County. It's not technically a joint ownership, but it's a joint agreement that basically gives each of us an ownership interest in that building. So the regional office can centrally locate there, which will make it much better for them to be able to serve both counties with less staff than what would be required when you keep two offices,
right,
as well as to be able to move some classes in there that they have been running at the Beck area, the Beck area educational facility that is just north of Redbud, up in the Hecker area, and that'll give them a chance to consolidate that as well, because some of that facility has gotten kind of old and it just needs to be done that away. So this was a very good opportunity for them, and it seemed like a very good investment for the counties and for our Office of Education and basically for education in general, which is something that, you know, you want to support,
right,
and to take care of. So I was happy to do that. And at the last board meeting, and this discussion has been going on for a couple of months, but it took time, obviously, to get the agreements together and to everyone to choose what, you know, how they wanted to word it. And the Monroe County Board of Commissioners accepted theirs about 2 weeks ago. And then behind that, a week ago Friday, Randolph County Board did their vote on it as well in order to acquire the building. So it's in the process of being acquired. I think closing is probably a couple of weeks out. Yeah, it always takes time to go through and get the necessary documents in place and get them reviewed and everything to make the closing. But I think it's going to be a very good benefit to the Regional Office of Education and to education in general in both of our counties. And so I was happy to see that happen, and that's going to help direct it, as well as it's going to open up space in Randolph County Courthouse now.
Right.
Because that area where they've been occupying will now be available. It's kind of across from the sheriff's office. We've talked about a couple of different ideas, possibly moving emergency management services into that area or something else, but that's still yet to be determined, because before they actually move out, we'll probably be near the end of the year, because renovations always take 2-3 months. So I would think by the time they're fully occupying it and everything is going, it'll probably be about the 1st of January. But that's what we're looking forward to, and I'm very happy to see that taking place. And I believe that's going to be a very good long-term benefit for both Randolph and Monroe counties.
Like you said, people, too, that are doing business and have something, they need to talk to someone at the regional office. They know where to go. It's not like, do I go to the Randolph County Courthouse or the Monroe County Courthouse?
Which one is Kelton at today?
Right.
Okay, exactly. This way it kind of narrows it in and makes it a much better, more coordinated effort. And hopefully Kelton will have a chance to come on here and discuss it himself a little bit somewhere in the next few weeks, because he has much more details on his plans for it and that sort of thing. But
it seems to be a good opportunity. Plus the school year will be starting up here shortly, too.
Oh, yeah. School starts, I think, basically about two weeks from today or something around. I believe it's the 17th, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Here in Sparta it is. So.
Here in Sparta it's the 17th. I'm not exactly sure about some of the other areas, but they're all going to be in the same basic time frame. Mm-hmm.
So we've got that coming. Also, back in the news, I see, is the care center.
Yes. Also at the meeting a week ago Friday, we discussed, and we're going to put back on the ballot in November the 8th for the election on November 8th. One more time, the question of the Randolph County Care Center. Hopefully this will be the last time we ever have to ask the question.
Right.
And I've talked about this before on the program, and it doesn't hurt to go back and review. The care center has been operating at below 50% capacity for some time now, and it's really in need of renovations. It's never been heavily renovated since it was built some 70 years ago. It needs renovations. It needs to come up to the new standards for nursing facilities in the state of Illinois, et cetera. I mean, just just basically the air conditioning system or anything basic about it needs to be taken care of. But with its low usage rate, it's very difficult in order to do that. And so we had looked at some possibilities for some joint uses of it. And there was quite a bit of controversy around that. But the last election, we had it on the ballot back on June 28th. People seemed to accept the idea of the joint usage, but they weren't clear. And I guess our questions weren't clear enough. And that's the problem when you have attorneys develop questions. Sometimes they're not real clear.
They know what they're saying, but
no one else does. So although it seemed like the people were interested in the joint use idea and the renovation, they didn't give us the authority to do it. It's like, we want to see you do it, but you can't do it. So with this question, it's going to make it very clear. Basically, we're saying a yes vote. It'll be a yes, one yes, no question. A yes vote allows us to do the renovation and possible joint uses we're going to set aside. Basically, a no vote says you want to close the facility and discontinue. And it seems a bit abrupt, but at the same time, you have to face the reality. If we don't do something, it's not going to last forever. Maybe you could get another 2 or 3 years. You know, it's hard to say, but the air conditioner is going to fail. The systems are going to fail. Eventually, the state is going to say, we're not grandfathering you any longer under the old rules. You have to come up to the new rules. And when one of those things occur in the next 2 or 3 years, we're not going to be able to continue forward. So we either have to start planning now and start making these changes now, or within a few years, it's all going to come to an end anyway. So I think it's better just to get it right out there and say, this is what we have to do. Do you want us to continue to try to operate it or not? And I think it will probably pass. I think most people will say, you know, if they read the question, they'll say, no, go ahead and try to keep it going. Mm-hmm. None of this has to do with any taxes. We're not asking for, you know, any tax increases or changes at all. It's just a question of how the thing will be structured and how it'll be operated. But under the question, it basically shifts the operation into a new entity apart from Randolph County government that allows it in order to be able to borrow the necessary money in order to continue to operate. And without that, basically, we can't do it.
Because the county can't borrow the money.
The county can't borrow the money. Randolph County can't mortgage a building that it has. So it's just that simple in the way the laws are set up. So the only way Randolph County can borrow the money is through tax increases. And I don't want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be able to stand on its own and operate on its own as any other business would. And this is the direction you have to go in order to be able to accomplish that. It's been a nice facility. It's been a very good run. I hope to see it go for another generation. When you talk about beyond 20 years, it's hard to predict anything. But I'd like to see it go for another generation. But whether or not it goes for another generation will be up to the voters.
True.
But at least it'll at least it'll bring the question up. It makes it now, official. This is what you're going to get, depending on which way you vote.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be able to see it, and there won't be any confusion about it. So that is the plan, and that's what we're attempting to do.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break. Let's go ahead and throw that in.
Okay.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder right after this. And welcome back. Got a little time left in the program this morning, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we were talking about the Regional Office of Education getting ready to move into a new building, and renovate the new building and then move into it. And of course, the Care Center question on the ballot.
And I wanted to, bring that up. And of course, on the Care Center question, I'll mention it many more times between now and then. And no doubt there'll be, many discussions and, about it. And we'll do as best we can to explain it and to make it straightforward as to what we would like to do and what our intentions are to do. And then, of course, we'll see how it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Randolph County is always working on roads. And right now we're constructing a bridge. It's in the 3rd Road District, basically south of Redbud, over Horse Creek. There's a county road there. The name slips my mind, but we're in the process of putting a bridge in there. So that road will be closed for the next, probably 6 to 8 weeks. And then at that point in time, we'll have that bridge taken care of. And that'll probably be most of the major road work and repairs. We're doing, finishing up oiling and chipping now in some of those areas in conjunction with the other road districts. Hopefully, we're still looking forward to some renovations on the road here south out of Sparta between the Shoe Line Road and Sparta City Limits there, what's kind of commonly known as the Chester Road through that area. There's some straightening and other projects we want to do on that, but that's still being studied and still being worked on with the engineer, so it's not ready to go to bid yet, but it'll get there. And, of course, always get a lot of questions about the Chester Bridge, and I always like to mention that a little bit. And that project is still on task. I get regular information from them. They had done all of their preliminary digging. They worked actually in the river last winter through the spring doing borings out there to, you know, determine the rock under the water, the rock stratus, because they have to build those very large towers out there. And yeah, obviously you have to have something solid to set it on. But their plan still is to go out to design bid, which means they'll request proposals from four or five of the top companies in the United States. Obviously, you know, this isn't a job that a small company is going to take on.
Right.
They'll each one of them have the opportunity to present their proposal and what they think would be the best job. And then the Missouri Department of Transportation will review that and pick the contractor they think provides the best overall value. Excuse me. For that, the intention is to pick the contractor by the end of this year, first of next year, and to actually see work begin on it in first quarter of 23, which is, you know, 6 months from now, six, 7 months from now. To me, that seems awful aggressive, but they're pretty much full steam ahead with this. They're very serious about moving forward with it. They're projecting a completion date of December 31st of 25, which once again seems very quickly, because it's just a little over 3 years away from here, 3.5 years from now. It seems very optimistic, but at least it shows they're on it. And even if they miss that date by a year, still they're moving forward with it, because the Chester Bridge now is very, you know, it's getting very poor shape. And it's if it doesn't do something, you're going to have major renovations. They're doing patchwork on it right now. They'll be doing that between now and they say towards the end of the year, but we'll see how long it actually takes. But they're doing surface and deck work and making sure the structural systems underneath it are, you know, solid enough to continue to hold it. But it's definitely on its last, you know, last life cycle. Well, and you, they're going to need to move forward with it. And that's very important economically to both Southern Illinois and to Southern Missouri. It's economically beneficial to both of us.
Without that, you either go down to Cape or you go up to St. Louis.
That's major changes. That is major distance when you're looking at economics across the river. And also, for those who are wondering, it will be a two-lane bridge, but they're saying 14-foot lanes plus 10-foot shoulders. So basically, you know, 48 feet wide, 50 foot wide. So you could take large equipment across it by using the extra shoulders, and that shouldn't be a problem anymore. But that'll give it plenty of space. So if you drive over onto the Missouri side and you get 4 or 5 miles out there away from the bridge, and you notice how the road is there with the 14-foot lanes and the 10-foot shoulders, it'll be just kind of like that all the way across the bridge, which will make it very nice. And right now it is scheduled to go, and this could change, but it looks like they're pretty well locking it in. It'll be just upstream, right beside the existing bridge, but just to the, well, that's northwest, but when I say upstream, everyone knows what it means, because you know which way the river is flowing.
So if you're crossing the bridge going into Missouri, it'd be on your left.
If you're crossing the bridge going into Missouri from Illinois, it'll be on your right.
Okay.
It'll be on your right. It'll be on the side of
the prison.
The prison, yes, on the side of Menard Correctional Center, and tie right back into there. And it'll be in there very close. I don't know exact distance, but probably 10, 15 foot from the existing one, very tight as it goes through there.
Okay.
And the idea is to keep it in that line and keep it as short as possible, because obviously bridges are very expensive to build and maintain. You don't want to make it any, you know, longer than it needs to be.
Because it's not something you can just go back and redo if it doesn't.
No, once you commit, it's you have it for a while. That's for sure. And but it's very important, and it's nice to see this. It's something that's been discussed for a good 10 years. It's been discussed as to what we would do and how we would approach it, and now they're moving into that phase, and I'm happy to see that. But it's going to be very beneficial for us and very necessary.
Right. Looks yes. Like we got about a minute left here.
Next board meeting is this Friday. Friday morning at the Randolph County Courthouse in the boardroom. If anyone like to attend, you're always welcome. We have usually have a few guests from different, you know, from meeting to meeting, and you're always welcome to come down. If you want to be on the agenda, you can notify the county clerk, Melanie Johnson, and we'll put you on the agenda. If you want to be on the agenda, we have to have that out by 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So we need to know that a few days in advance. But if you just want to come and view and attend, you're always welcome to come and view and attend. Sometimes, you know, there's significant, you know, decisions to be made. Other times it's just basic information, the usual routines about reviewing and paying bills and those types of things.
Right. Stuff that would be kind of boring to most people.
It's the normal business that you go through, and just like in a family, most of what you go through is just regular details that you work out on a day-by-day basis.
All right, well, we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
And you too. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.